Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. While some are fundamentally opposed to the use of marijuana in any situation, like my last guest, my next guest stands on the other side of the issue and has the latest update on how the local medical marijuana business community will proceed following the monumental appeals court ruling last week. Brant Johnson is the secretary for the Greater Lansing Medical Marijuana Association and a small business consultant. Welcome to the program, Brant.
Thanks, Michael.
Now, according to the appeals court ruling, medical marijuana dispensaries in Michigan are now illegal. Are there any still operating here in Lansing?
Yeah, there are a couple medical marijuana establishments in Lansing that are still operating. A few felt as if the ruling did not apply to them, and they're still going.
And what does that mean then? Have they are they concerned about action by the city or the county, or is the sense that the association has that neither will be very aggressive on this issue?
No, I think, and I have not spoken to the ones that are still open directly. I think they feel as if the Michigan Court of Appeals ruling just does not apply to their operations model. I think they felt as if their model was not involved in the sale of marijuana, and thus, you know, their access to patients, they feel as if it is still available.
This ruling, what does that mean for the Greater Lansing Medical Marijuana Association? What kind of role will your organization likely play moving forward, considering that dispensaries will no longer exist?
Well, there's a big economic impact that the ruling has had on the medical marijuana environment. With the closing of these establishments, there are a lot of lost jobs, a lot of lost taxes, a lot of lost rent, and people are pretty much back on the unemployment lines, and buildings will be boarded up again. In addition, it has left patients in a state of confusion. Patients who need, you know, readily access to, you know, their meds won't get that now. And just dealing with their particular caregiver, if their caregiver is out of town or is in hospital or dead or has an unsuccessful crop, then that patient who needs to, you know, get his meds from his particular caregiver will be without meds.
You know, critics of medical marijuana say that the ruling was a godsend and that things were completely out of control with dispensaries popping up left and right. How do you respond to the argument that since the law was so badly written, things were a bit out of control?
Well, it's sad that people would prefer people to be arrested and go to jail so the law could be better defined. Legislators should have had the courage to step up and clear the law up so that we could avoid these situations where people are in court or in jail for clarity. This law has been passed since 2008. We are now at the end of 2011, and now lawmakers are trying to make it important to, you know, clear up the gray areas of the law. And so this ruling is not a godsend because it did not clear up several issues, particularly the issue of patient-to-patient transfer without compensation and a couple other arguments they chose not to resolve. So even this ruling, there still is gray areas in the law. True enough, the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act was not written so clearly.
Mm-hmm.
The legislators should have had the courage enough to step up and draw some bright lines.
I'm talking to Brant Johnson. He's with the Greater Lansing Medical Marijuana Association. So what's the plan moving forward? Does the association have any particular action it's likely to take at this point?
Well, the association wants to help with the appeal fund. of Matt Taylor and Brandon McQueen as they move forward in their appeal process and file for an emergency stay. So we know that's going to be costly, so we want to be a part of contributing to that appeal fund. Also, we are still involved in our own campaign to get political leaders in office who support our environment. We are going to work on a local level. We can't have these new candidates who have a negative view of the medical marijuana environment to be elected, and we can't have those who sit in office to stay there who have a negative view on medical marijuana establishment. So we're going to be actively engaged in this November 2nd election locally, and we're going to work on a state level too.
The Supreme Court will likely hear the case, although it seems unlikely that they'll reverse the appeals court decision. What would happen in that situation if the Supreme Court does confirm what the appeals court found? Will there be any other way to proceed with dispensaries being brought back into Michigan?
Well, the judges do not make law, so they will rule how they rule, but it's up to the legislators to make law. And there is room for the state legislators to, seek amendments and push forward other bills that will give patients access to their meds.
I see. But the Republican legislature, essentially, we're probably looking at years before we see dispensaries, if ever again, in Michigan. Isn't that a pretty good guess?
I don't know what it is. Part of the process to amend this law, it has to pass 3/4 of the House. Thus, a lot of the swagger that you see from the Republican part of the Michigan State Legislature is just swagger. They may not be successful, and I don't think they'll be successful in amending it to limit access. We don't know how long it's going to be till laws are changed. Could be years, could be months. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We just are not going to give up the fight. Mm-hmm. And that's the way that we feel.
So what are patients doing now? It's been, let's say, about a week, I guess, since the court decision. Most of them now, their dispensaries are closed. What are they going to do this week, next week, in the next couple months?
Well, a lot of patients are going back alley transactions now. I don't know any personally, but, it sends people to back alleys to buy marijuana from street dealers illegally, and that's a sad effect. These patients are displaced. Some of their caregivers just don't have the process to provide them the meds as needed, and so the patients are lost. They're just going to be buying them off the streets.
Finally, one of the main arguments against medical marijuana use here in Michigan is that it sure looked like a lot of those that were using it weren't really that sick to begin with. What do you think about that reality that so many of these folks that were using medical marijuana and buying it were essentially recreational users?
Well, I don't know if you, with all due respect, or the opponents ever sat in one of the medical marijuana establishments or clinics. You see people who look fine but have serious illnesses. This one gentleman that I know, he looked great, but he had had an accident a year ago, and he still had internal injuries. These people are in pain. You can't just get a medical marijuana card just by saying, hey, give me one. There has to be a doctor in between the process, and the doctor has to review medical records. There are instances where people do use it recreationally, but from what I experience, people are in pain, and people that I've seen come in these establishments, on the most part, are truly patients.
Brant Johnson with the Greater Lansing Medical Marijuana Association. Thank you very much for joining me, Brant.
Thanks, Mike, truly.